thing when you would put it under,
yeah,
you
pail, or something like,
yeah,
that.
A milk pail. I was wondering about when they were made of wood, did you call them pails then too?
Well, they called them buckets, wasn't it? They're generally made out of cedar, wasn't it? Churns, they made the, you've seen the cedar churns, ain't you?
Yeah.
Old ash churns.
Uh-huh.
You turn them.
There are a couple kinds, aren't there? There's one with a dash.
One of them you turn to the crank, and then you beat out up and up and down this way.
Yeah. And then the thing you take out when you're going to feed the hogs, that thing you carry out was a
slop bucket.
Yeah. And right. And then the thing you'd fry eggs in.
Skillet.
Now, did your mother ever have one that had legs on it?
That's the way you got it. It had them back then, but
yeah.
Legs.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it was ever called a spider or a creeper or anything. Just
no,
to
I
kill
never
call
did.
You.
I no. never did know it called that.
And then the heavy iron thing that had these great big heavy iron things that boil clothes in when they were doing the washing, for example.
I've got one over there in the furnace now on the farm.
What do you call that?
We call that a kettle.
Wash
pot.
Okay. And then something you put cut flowers in.
Flower pot.
Or, yeah. The ones you cut, you know. You ever call that a vase, or would you always call it a vase?
They call it vases now, don't they?
Yeah.
And then they were the things you ate with, the three utensils, pretty much the same as they are now.
A fork, a knife, and a spoon.
They were about the same.
Yeah.
And after a meal, how did your mother do the dishes?
Well, she got the dishpan and poured in and washed them in the... Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then to get the soap off...
Rinse them. Rinse them in hot water.
And then to dry them with a...
Yeah, dish towel.
And then the thing you'd use on your face to dry your face, to wash your face, keep it... cloth or rag.
Well, you call that a wash rag.
Alright, and then a thing you dry yourself with would be a...
dry rag.
Alright, and then a... yeah, okay, or a towel, you might call it a bigger one, a big bath.
What, bathtub, we call it...
Yeah, I mean the thing you dry yourself with, a big bath towel.
Well, that's what you call it, a bath towel, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hand towel or something
okay.
like that.
Okay, and then when the water came out from the... the thing you turned at the sink is a
faucet.
Yeah. Now is the faucet and the spigot the same thing?
Ah, yes.
For instance, on the side of a house, if you put a hose on it, or on a barrel.
Mm-hmm. We've got one up here now. Yeah.
So that sort of.
I went down that end where I picked on you.
Uh-huh.
Way down. And they had them in the orange grove, they had piles of them piled up there, and they called them lighter knots down there.
Uh-huh.
And I told them, I said, we call them pine knots in that part of the country.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it's the same, I'm sure it's the same thing. Now, something if you were going to pour sugar from a larger container into a smaller one and made something like this.
Well, I was making what we call molasses.
Yeah. Well, I mean just pouring it. You know, it'd be something that's, you know, that's right, something that's shaped like this, you know.
Yeah.
You made a little thing like that.
And pour it into your barrel.
Yeah, that's a, she's got a funnel, is that what?
Yeah,
that's what you call a funnel, I guess.
And the thing you'd use to crack to make a horse move.
Whip.
And when you went to the store, you went to the store and got bought some groceries, the grocery probably. That's an old...
well, now listen, I want to tell you now, I was a sawmill man. My granddad Pollard was a sawmill man.